those additional fees would go into the, you know, the legal fees, or would it go into the, if you scroll down a little bit, to that, yeah, into the general litigation, we have 50,000 there. I don't, mm-hmm. you know, I don't, how you score that all, I don't know, but somewhere along the line, I think we'd have to add.
Okay.
So other than that, you know, it is what it is, you know, what we're talking about here.
Yep.
Thoughts from the BEA?
Well, Heather, I mean, yeah, Heather, what's the previous budget lines?
I sent you that ahead of time, but let me share
okay.
that.
Oh, okay, yeah, I can get it here. Hold on, you're right.
I thought I included that too in mine. I'm sorry if I didn't.
No, that's okay. So right now, the original budget for legal things for 2021 was 153. This current budget is 228, which does not include the planning board legal, so that takes it up to 238.
Yep.
And then if you add another 100 for litigation, that takes it up to 338, which is approximately 100% increase over a year ago.
Okay. I see it now. I see what you sent today.
Heather, can you just go back to that first number? I don't...
First number what, in 2021?
Yeah, I mean, the budget this year. Our total
okay,
budget...
Let me switch my share.
Yeah, okay.
This is it. Okay. So in 2021, there was 85.5 budgeted for the attorneys, corporate and assistant corporate counsel. There was 65,000 budgeted for attorney fees. So those are all the other 1099 attorneys, as well as, you know, hiring the labor attorney and any other outside attorneys that we bring in board. And we had $3,000 for legal fees. You can see in 2019, our actual expenses were 122. In 2020, they were 163. The 2021 budget was 153. It's been increased year to date to 173. We're already at 101. As I said, this 228 is Cheryl's original submission. So you have to add another 10,000 for the planning board attorney, which takes you to 228. And then if we feel the need to add another 100 of litigation costs, that would take that up to 338.
Where do you get I'm sorry, I guess I'm not spelling. I don't see where you get the 228, but.
The 228 is right here, Cheryl. So can you see my cursor?
I see. Okay. Yeah, I'm following that.
Okay. So 65,000 for the corporate counsel and the assistant corporate counsel.
Right, okay.
Which doesn't appear to be the right numbers, actually.
Yeah, something's not right.
Yeah, I found this a little confusing, unfortunately. So
it's not right.
Yeah, so I only had 20. I saw this 20.
It's a blank screen.
You just blanked the screen somehow, Heather.
Yeah, sorry. I guess according to your budget, this 20 should have actually been 45. So the 45 plus the 10 for HPC, 25 for assessment, 75 for labor, 50 for general litigation would actually bring you up to and the 3,000. So hold on, I know I'm blocking a little corner there. So that would actually take you from 228 plus the extra 25 for counsel plus the 10 for planning, that would take you up to, sorry, let me just do this. So 228 plus the extra 25 that's missing from the counsel gets you up to 253 plus the 10,000 for the planning attorney, that gets you up to 263. And then if you add another 100 to that, you obviously get 363. So So 363 divided by the original budget for
2021
is 153.5. So it's 353. Okay. So that's a net 137%
increase year over year. Yeah, and a lot of that, I mean, unfortunately has to do with, you know, the extra legal fees we've been paying that I included for
labor and HR, right?
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
It really would.
Yeah.
An HR person would help.
Well, when we put this amount in, does that, if we got an HR person, would we still need that kind of figure for a labor and HR lawyer?
I don't think so.
Oh. No.
Which is more efficient?
But presumably you'd need some, because
so here's,
there's still going to be people who are challenging issues and are not going to take necessarily the single person HR department's word for it, much the same way that they wouldn't take the city attorney's word for it.
Yeah.
Right. Except it seems to me that, and maybe things changed in the time that I left, but we didn't really have that many, we didn't have a need for outside counsel as much, except when we were negotiating contracts. So except for GIF, the corp counsel never really negotiated the police or, you know, other labor contracts. So that was always an extra expense. But other than that, there really wasn't the need, ongoing need for, you know, outside counsel whenever someone had a grievance. It was really settled internally. And I guess the hope would be that if you had a professional HR person, that it would be, you know, hopefully few and far between that you would be getting a grievance that actually, you know, couldn't be resolved within the department or, you know, in-house without an outside counsel. I mean, that's my hope.
Right.
I mean, we do have a third labor union now, right, in the city.
Well,
so you have to kind of think about that in terms.
I mean, some of those costs this year were because of, I don't know what you want to call it, neglect of some of the issues from the past.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying when you were here, Cheryl, but I mean.
I mean, I didn't, you know, honestly.
Like the police thing.
I mean, that's neither here nor there. Let's look at these numbers.
All I'm saying is that the labor issues really were never part of the city, you know, kind of jurisdiction or budget. So I really don't know a lot, you know, a lot about it. But except to say that, as I started to say, if you have a third union, you're going to have to factor in, you know, whenever that contract comes up, additional money to have an outside labor lawyer negotiate that, because it really is a specialty. It's not something that we really handled.
Let's look at these numbers and figure this out. Can we put the 100K in contingency?
Which?
Do you want me to switch to KBS so I can also make the change to the council?
Yeah. Because we don't know how much you know, litigation is gonna.
No idea.
Gonna run
us. I agree. Putting that in contingency would make sense.
You know, Heather, I had on my budget, I put under the 0480, I had 25,000 for the council attorney. And then the other rest of the 45 came from 20,000 for basically ZBA, planning board, code enforcement.
Got it. Okay, let me just get this.
So in the contingency.
I don't know how you want to speak to that.
Okay. So that's where I got confused, because I did see the council at 25 and I missed the other.
Right. I mean, the total of 45, but I kind of grabbed it from a few different pots. So 25 from the, you know, that 0480, and then 20,000. I don't know where you put that, but it's for zoning board and.
Well, yeah, I think we probably have to reconsider how we want to reflect the legal budget. I'm not sure if spreading those costs to the various boards is the right way to do it, or whether they should all be captured within the legal, you know, account. So I will do a little research on that. I think it's probably the latter. But for now, I will just put it in with, we'll put another 20 in here for. So this is what I missed for ZBA, ETC, right?
Right, except, and planning board, except that, you know, I had put in my budget city attorney, you know, FOIL, zoning board, code enforcement, and planning board is needed, and I put 20,000 in there. But if we're going to get 10,000 from the planning board in their budget for that.
So it's an additional 10.
Yeah, maybe we could take that down to 10 in legal budget. So it would be 35. Okay. 35 for assistant corp counsel.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so basically, I want to make sure I got this clear. So we've got the, let me see if I can, let me just back out of this. Hold on. So we've got 45 for corporate counsel. 25 for council.
But then that gets also supplemented. That council position.
To 35, right?
Well, it depends on if they're also going to do the planning board, then it goes even higher. It depends.
Okay.
But actually, I'm sorry, Victoria's going to do the planning board. So, you know what, Heather, maybe we should work on where to put this stuff separately.
That's fine. I just want to make sure we have all the right amounts of money in at this point. So let me go back to your original request so I can make sure that I understand this. So your proposed budget was 253, okay? So that was the city attorney, which is both the city attorney and assistant city attorney at 45 and 20, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the council attorney for 25.
Mm-hmm.
But you're now saying that needs to be 45.
Well, because you get 25 from the council attorney, and then you get 20 from the city attorney for that council attorney position.
So the 20 of the assistant city attorney is the same attorney as the council attorney.
Correct.
That was the hope. Yeah.
Okay, got it. So then that's 65, which is 45 for the main one, and then 25 plus the 20 up here.
Is 45. So that's both the same amount of money.
So they're both 45, 90,000 for that, then 160 for legal fees. $3,000 for consultant expert.
Mm-hmm.
This is the city attorney we talked about. This is the council, which is assistant and council. And then, these are the sums of this, right?
Well, we can't see, Heather, because the screen is black.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I shared this one. I apologize. Let me go back to sharing this one. Okay, so The 65 includes 45 for the council, 20 for the assistant counsel, and then the assistant counsel is also the counsel attorney for 25. So $90,000 for those two positions.
Right.
Yes.
Then $160,000 in legal fees, $3,000 in consultant and expert fees.
Wait, go up, because I think you just changed the document, didn't you? Okay, no, sorry. Okay, go ahead.
I'm not touching, this is your document. I don't change any department.
Oh, okay. No, it's just the way it flipped, it looked like. Go ahead.
Okay, so that is the 253, which includes this section here, mm-hmm. and this section here, mm-hmm. and then this is all incremental to that. So the 10, the 25, the 75, and the 50.
Yeah.
So that's 160,000 there.
Yep.
So that's how you get to your 253.
Mm-hmm.
And then that doesn't include the planning board. So that's another 10.
Well,
wherever we put it.
Well, yeah.
Or did you include that in the $20,000 to the attorney?
Well, you know, at that point, we were still thinking that it was going to be kind of Victoria on escrow only, and then this assistant city attorney would be kind of helping out as needed on smaller applications. But since I submitted this, it sounds to me like the planning board is going to have Victoria on full time. That is for escrow and non-escrow. And Steve said he's willing to put in 10,000 for that. And then, you know, we would add something to that from this budget. So, you know, again, this has happened since I put this budget in. So we could maybe reduce that a bit by taking out some of the money. Well, I mean, it doesn't matter where it goes. It still has to be paid, I think. You know, the work is still there. I'm not sure you're going to get for much less than what you're, I mean, $45,000.
Okay. So the question is $45,000 for corporate counsel, $45,000 for assistant corporate counsel / common counsel attorney. Is $20,000 the right amount for everything else, or is it $30,000, which would include the $10,000 that the planning board has budgeted?
It's a good question. I'm sure that the person who does that job would want additional $10,000. It's a lot of work, honestly. These jobs, neither one, I know it sounds like a lot, but for the amount of work that these attorneys are doing, you know, on the planning board and common counsel, it's a lot of work. So my preference would be to add it to that. I mean, it's one of the reasons, you know, why there's issues about hiring.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So then it does bring it back to the across these amounts. It brings it back to the 253 and then the extra $100,000 in contingency,
mm-hmm.
plus the 10,000 in planning.
Mm-hmm. And maybe you can reduce the 75,000 in labor and human resources, you know, if you're going to hire, well, reduce it from the legal budget, but you'd have to use it for hiring an HR person. You know, and if you reduce it, we'll, you know, do the best I can to find people.
Going to be a challenging budget this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I would say for now to reduce the labor and HR. So I would say maybe 40,000.
Yeah, I think that makes sense because we're not going to have as many immediate issues since we sort of cleaned everything up.
I would hope so, yes.
Yeah, I'm certainly willing to, you know, cut down on 5,000 of the salary, you know, on my line. But, you know, I just, to make sure we get someone else who can do the council work.
Mm-hmm. So minus 35,000 to bring it down to 40, correct?
Okay. Yes. Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah, I don't know. You guys had other thoughts.
Why is assessments a new line?
No, it's always been. So either GIF has done it, you know, Rapport Meyer, or now Victoria's doing it. It's it's when someone grieves.
Right.
People have grievance, you know. Right. And I, Heather, what's that line? Is that line pretty steadily at 25,000? I have no idea what they end up spending every year.
We don't have a separate line for that. It just gets hit against the attorney's fees line along with the other expenses.
It would be interesting to, I don't know, just to code that somehow to see how that runs every year. I think it's pretty...
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely set up subcodes for all the attorney's fees. We just have to make sure that the attorneys bill clearly enough so that we know what they're working on, but that's easy enough to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I agree, it would be interesting.
Yeah.
It would be
interesting.
Heather, do we know what we are for the assessment line for this year?
We don't have an assessment line. Right. We just have an attorney fees line.
I mean, you could figure it out from it. They're all from Victoria's at retainers. You know, she does, I think she bills separately, right? She has different retainers. So she has a separate retainer for the assessment work. And I would imagine that her invoices come in that way. So you'd have to, you know, do a little work. Or I could ask her to, actually, I could ask her. It might be the easiest way, Heather. Just ask her to print.
Yeah,
out.
That would definitely be easiest because yeah. I don't even have access to that. My office doesn't process vouchers, so
okay.
It would have to go back to the clerk's office, and they'd have to go digging through a year's worth of vouchers to break them up. So I would imagine Rodenhouse has got a pretty decent tracking system, and they could pull out, you know, whatever she did. Whatever she billed for that.
Right. Yeah. So I'll ask her.
Be great. Thank you.
To give you a total of what they spend on assessments this year.
Actually, can you, if you're going to ask them, can they just provide a breakdown of all of the subject matters that they've worked on? So litigation versus, you know, assessments versus planning board versus all the other stuff, FOIL and ZBA?
Yeah. I think for HPC, I think it's just a flat retainer every month. That's not hourly. So.
Okay.
It's part of her, whatever her, I don't forget which, I think she gets 7,000 a year, something like that.
Okay.
Right now. But anyway, yeah, I'll get it to you.
Anything else?
No.
Not at this time.
All right. Well, thank you very much for considering it. I'm sorry it's
depressing.
Sorry it's depressing, but
got it.
All right. Anything else?
No, I don't think so.
That's all for
thank
now.
You, Cheryl.
Right.
Good luck.
Are you available for a call a little later?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, Cheryl. I meant to say Cheryl. Yes.
Potentially.
Okay.
What are we? Yeah. What time?
I like 4:00.
Yeah, for a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Okay, non-department.
Okay, I also forwarded you.
Yeah, I see. I'm looking at it.
That as a previous document. So let me pull that up. Let me stop sharing this. One moment, please. Okay. Okay, I will, let me add the caveat that I haven't had a chance to double check to make sure all the accounts are in here, because it's not getting too much detail, but it's a custom made account table, and there's a good chance that we might have added some account codes in the last year that haven't yet been added to the account table. So I will obviously check on that as soon as I can, but this will have the overwhelming majority of them, and okay. We'll obviously be returning to it more than once anyway. So.
Okay, can I ask you one question? What was that document you sent about non-department earlier? I'm looking at it on my email. What is that?
Does it not look like this?
No.
Did I think, I probably ran it for the whole general fund. Does it start with revenues?
No, it says rule number 13 department from 9-7.
Oh yeah, that's just the first page, Tom. Usually I don't print
it. Oh, part you're of the right. Sorry. Okay. Got it.
Hold down.
You're right.
Yeah, no, sorry. Usually that page is only one page, so I usually print from page 2 to whatever
yep,
the end is.
Yep, got but it. Got
this
it,
was so long that it had 2, so I will clean it up when I send it out next time.
That's fine. Thank you.
Okay,
now we start.
This is a mistake. This is supposed to be carried over. Well, you don't really have to look at the round one. I just have round one over because that's where I make the changes as we go through them. Mm-hmm. So I'll correct that when we go through it. But so expenses for property acquired for tax, this is based on the assumption that at some point in 2022, we will be able to restart our foreclosure proceedings,
on the one,
which have been on hold since pre-COVID, obviously.
Right. And we're talking mainly about that one building, right? That one
on Paddock? No. We've got a long list of potential foreclosure projects. That one we should be acting on now if it's legally possible.
Yeah, that's another, I think.
Because, you know, my understanding is he's not protected anymore, and he really should not be in that property anymore.
I mean, is that protected by the moratorium?
Go ahead, pardon me?
He's not protected by the moratorium?
I don't know. I thought that it had lapsed somehow, but
not in New York State.
I will check with the attorney.
Yeah, okay.
It's a shame we didn't ask her while she was on here, but
okay.
But in any case, that would be one, but it's also, you know, starting the process on all the people that are substantially delinquent in their taxes.
Right.
At this point, we're talking probably 6 years at least, because we've been on hold for the last 2.5. And, oh, you know, one of the problems with constantly changing attorneys is that we go back to square zero basically every time we get a new attorney and have to get everybody up to speed again. So mm-hmm. this would cover costs such as title searches and things like that.
Right.
So I'm just going to go through this. If you want to comment at any given line at any given time, please feel free.
Mm-hmm.
We just went through all the legal stuff, so I can skip that for now.
Yep.
Contingency, these are for the officers.
Right.
I haven't taken the reduction out yet, so I will do that. And I did just now add in the 100,000, so that obviously isn't showing on this report yet.
Got it.
So it's basically going to come back almost exactly to where it is now, because we're going to take out roughly 100 and something, and we're going to put 100 back in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sorry. The county, I'm just going to make this bigger. Okay. The county pilot distribution, that's based on a formula. So if we get $35,000 in on the county pilot for 325 Columbia, and then it's distributed out to the county, the city, and the school. Something to think about is that all of the pilots, including the IDA pilots, are basically distributed based on each municipality's percentage of the overall tax mill rate.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that we've seen happen as both the county and the school are increasing their tax rates at a higher rate than the city mm-hmm. is that the city's share of these various pilot revenues has been decreasing pretty consistently over pretty much the entire time I've been here. To give you an idea, I think for the IDA pilot, I think when I got here, the school was getting something like 44% of it, and now they're getting 52%. So, just something we should all be aware of. Same thing here. Sorry, apologies for the bouncing around.
Oh, I'm looking at my...
Oh, I actually skipped over a couple anyway, so let me go back to the first page, just under city attorney. So public information, that's just the revised website. I think we've lost all four funds. Unallocated assurance, I made an estimate based on prior years. Mm-hmm. The second, we came in a little lighter than previous years in 2021, so I assumed, I think, a 4% increase. Obviously, we won't know the answer to that until June when the policy is renewed. Municipal association dues are pretty flat. That's NICOM.
Yep.
Judgment and claims, I put 5,000 in basically for the same reasons that Cheryl talked about and the amount of litigation. So what this is if the insurance company settles on our behalf and we have a deductible. That's what this cost is, as opposed to what Cheryl was talking about, which is if we have to actually pay out a settlement.
Hmm. I see. Because we did pay out a settlement this year.
Correct? We paid out two, I believe.
Yeah.
I can go look if you want.
No, I'd see.
You want me to go look?
No. I get it.
Or it may be that we paid out
one deductible.
$2,500, and we might have one more still outstanding that hasn't been paid yet.
Got it.
General government support is basically Outlook. Okay. And that company that we use for our email, which I can't remember the name of.
Rackspace.
Rackspace, thank you. And what Tracy talked about. So that's basically that number.
Mm-hmm.
Contingent we just talked about, the pilots we just talked about, the firehouse lease annual audit. The way that that agreement was written is that the city is responsible for paying both of the audits that get conducted on it. So you can see I basically kept it flat. Firehouse interest and lease. I'm still waiting to hear back from the person that is supposed to be giving me guidance as to what the interest rates will be for 2022. I think this number hopefully is going to be high and we'll be able to take it down, but I need to get some feedback from them first. Flags and flowers, same as every year. That's for the cemetery for mm-hmm. Veterans Day.
Mm-hmm.
The library,
Same as always.
Library is, obligation. So nothing new there. Zoning didn't give me anything, so I just put them in for $720, which is, $60
right.
per meeting,
Clark.
One meeting a year. One thing that we haven't talked about and that I'm unclear on is we did this whole thing with being able to provide IT support to all the departments and the council and the planning board and the ZBA so they could all do streaming and Zoom, and they needed technical support, so we hired Shaheen.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see any of these expenditures getting hit. So I'm not sure what's going on there. I guess I'll have to check with Tracy because she would be the one who's processing most of the invoices. So I don't know if his stuff is just all getting charged against one account or not.
Mm-hmm.
But then the question remains, should we be budgeting for that again in 2020? Because right now I don't have anything in there for those because I don't have anything to base it on. I don't have any actuals.
Right.
So I'm writing myself a note on that. Okay, so the planning board we hadn't talked about yet, right. But this was basically their request. They had $4,500 in for a clerk, $10,000 for attorney, which we've just talked about, money for public notices, and also $15,000 for planning board commissioned reports, well, which in the document that he sent to you guys explains what some of those might be.
Okay, we're going to talk to them separately, right? Or not?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
I don't know if Stephen's going to want to, you know, he seemed to want to wait until he was back and out of the hospital.
Okay.
But I don't know if he's going to want to delegate somebody in his place or not.
Okay.
Social Security is 7.65%, what everybody's requested payroll is at this point in time. Workers' comp, I made an assumption of, I believe, a 5% increase over the prior year. You can see it's pretty much gone on up steadily from 148 to 155.
Excuse me, could you go
to 157?
Oh,
pardon me.
Did you skip something?
No. We talked about Social Security, which is just based off payroll.
No, I'm looking
based on point one.
Okay, I was looking at the document you sent, and there was this whole, okay, hold on a second, planning, CAC support, did you skip on that?
Oh.
Yeah, there's conservation, CAC support.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. You are right. Yeah, so CAC asked for $1,400, just basically some dues and training, some support, and then $475 for materials.
Wait a second. Back to that planning board. What was the commissioned report's $15,000 all about?
Let me pull it up. It would have been in the budget that they forwarded to you, but I can open it here.
Okay.
Bear with me. Let me just minimize this so it's not...
Well, we can look at that when we talk to planning, I guess. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
My remembrance is that they didn't have a list of here's like two or three things we specifically wanted to do. They had a list of like six or seven. Here are some ways that we would like to potentially do some, you know, proactive planning on part of the city. But yeah, they should walk us through that.
Okay. Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
So conservation.
Yeah.
Okay, state retirement, that's based on estimates and projections that are provided by the state. So you can see we're, this is just the general fund component. We're up to close to $1 million a year in retirement. LOSAP, which is our firefighter fund. We were at 29.4 last year, so I put in 30 this year.
Okay.
I mean, the good news is that we paid off our 5-year retroactive thing, and we paid it off early, so we saved some money on that. Okay, so now we're at the Social Security page.
Right.
So, again, Social Security, that's based on the point one. Workers' compensation, as I said, I think I budgeted for a 5% increase there, and you can see it's gone up pretty steadily from 148 to 158 to 157. That actually dropped a little bit. It's basically flat. That's going to be interesting. Well, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. Hospital and medical insurance, I'm actually projecting a slight decrease, just based on looking at projections and where we are today and what we expect to come in. HRA benefits, might be a little low at this point. I'm going to take another look at that when we have another month of data in. But you can see overall right now, I have somewhat less than we had budgeted in 2021. trying to help a little bit there. And then everything else is debt service. So the police and court bonds, the interest on the police and court bonds. This pumper truck is was paid off last year, but I need to keep it in here so that the prior year's numbers are accurate for comparison purposes. This is the old fire truck debt.
Mm-hmm.
And the interest on it. And then here is the, sorry, these two numbers here are just paying off the ban when we either roll it into a bond or we reissue another ban. So this is only the interest component that gets paid in March of next year. It gets paid both from this and from what's called a premium, which was something that was provided in the ban proceeds, which has to be set aside and then used to pay them back. It's very strange, but that's how it works. So because of the premium, even though we will be paying them over $30,000 of interest in March, mm-hmm. we're really only going to be paying them a little over $8,000 out of the four funds. And the balance will be paid by the premium. HPD vehicles are paid off. Firehouse lease, that's a fixed number of principal every year. Interfund transfers, this comes directly from whatever the gap is between revenues and expenses in the cemetery budget. So once we review cemetery, this number may change. I haven't had a chance to change the requested $180,000 housing trust contribution. So I will be reducing that. I did have a question, though, on this, because when I looked at her, when I looked at Michelle's documents, and mm-hmm. let me see if I can pull that up for a second. And let me just share that quickly. So I just want to make sure I understand, because when I look at this for the housing justice role, mm-hmm. this isn't, do I share the right one? I'm sharing the whole screen, I guess, right?
Yeah, I think so.
This says for 2022, that this amount is being paid by the grant.
Correct.
So I didn't entirely understand where we have to chip in $23,000 to cover her salary for 2022. That looks like it's more like a 2023 number.
Mm-hmm.
Am I misinterpreting this?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure.
Okay. Would you like me to reach out to Michelle and get clarification?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Because I think there's a portion in there where they have to hire project director for the housing trust. So I don't know if that was factored into that amount, but Michelle could explain better than okay. I can.
Okay, I will reach out to her and ask her to provide a more detailed 2022 specific employment cost estimate so that we know what we're doing. And that's all I have for the A fund.
see. Water. Is that it?
That's it.
Did you have any chance to get me that information, Heather, about deficit spending?
I have not yet, no. Okay. I will do it after this meeting.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yep.
Okay, thank you all.
Okay, so no comments on this at this point?
No. I mean, unless you see something we can deal with.
I mean, I tried to be as reasonable as I could. So yeah. I don't really.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
All right. To be continued.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye now.